Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Kristin Chase, who is the founder and principal at Chase Talent Development. Kristin, for 20 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here, Mark, and so glad to have a chance to reconnect with you, Mark, and then talk to the people that you serve with New Leaf. I am really excited as I am about 90 days into having my own practice as Chase Talent Development. And previous to that, I spent time with Universal Destinations and Experiences for 22 years in organizational development. What I focus on now is culture consulting. So really helping emerging executives and also frontline leaders get together and really think through what is the culture that they have today? Are they happy with it? What do they want to change? How do they want to evolve and get prepared for the future? Do they know who their next level of leadership is? Do they have a succession plan? Are they ready to develop those leaders if they have identified? Do they know what the key competencies and behaviors are that are going to be important, not just today, but in the future? Do they have values? Do they have a purpose as a company? Has that been revisited in the last 5 to 10 years, right? So there's real opportunities for companies and leaders to do a pivot, right, with themselves as a leader, right? If it's an emerging executive coming into their own to figure out how do I operate more strategically than operationally, or if they are leading a team or a large part of the organization that's trying to evolve to be more forward thinking, more innovative, embrace technology with humans still in mind, as I know we're all kind of balancing that these days, right? So that's where I can play a space in terms of culture consulting, also with coaching for those emerging executives as they start to make that pivot. And then also defining that succession plan process and approach from kind of a talent management perspective. So, yeah.
Awesome. And then obviously very early into that and exciting journey you're on. And from your past experience, when you get this right, what is the impact in relation to, you know, individuals, organizations, better managing themselves, leading others and growing business acumen?
Yeah, I think from a mindset perspective, that was really a tip I was going to share is, you know, figuring out where to spend time and energy, whether it's a leader themselves, their team or their organization, where is it that they can focus to get the biggest bang for their buck, to really keep people engaged, excited about the work, to be productive. So one of the classics I always go back to is, you know, the Eisenhower matrix. I know it's been referred to Covey tools and things over the years, right? Urgency and importance, like really understanding what is important and how does the organization define that and what is just simply urgent. And so being able to think through that. And I think oftentimes we get swept up in a lot of urgency, but not necessarily delivering on the things that are really important. So I think that's an important conversation for a leader to have with their team. I think it's an important conversation for a senior executive to have with their entire organization or their function. I think it's important for an individual leader to think about for themselves. Do I know when an email comes in or I get a message or I get a meeting request? Do I accept it or not? What do I do? And there's so much that's coming at us every single day that having kind of a really strong filtering mechanism that's not only your mechanism, but also that you've aligned with your team on that so that you can then empower your team to say the same thing and say, hey, you know what? This is important, and this maybe is less important for today. Maybe it's not a full no, but it's a not right now. So, and I think sometimes we have to kind of contract with each other as leaders and give each other permission to not react constantly to things, right? And to feed the urgency. So I always find that that's something that honestly you can apply at all levels. Because again, the question comes back to, do you really know what's important and what is aligned with your strategic goals as a business or your values as an organization? Or what would you say yes to or no to if you only had so much time and money, which we all don't have infinite time and money. So we really need to be thoughtful about those things. So,
So much great wisdom, and it's still something that a lot of us struggle with, myself included, when it comes to saying no. So I really appreciate that. And on behalf of everybody watching this back, thanks, Kristen, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. But before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. And with that, have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.